CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 8th of February, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. There is an RSGB member exclusive DDS programming workshop in Blackpool. What are your British Science Week plans? Submit your RSGB 2026 convention ideas. As part of the Society's strategy to support radio amateurs in developing their practical skills, the RSGB will be running a DDS programming workshop in Blackpool on Saturday the 11th of April, the day before the NARSA rally. The six-hour workshop, which was first run at the RSGB 2025 convention, is intended for RSGB members who already have a basic knowledge of Arduino programming. Attendees will learn how to control and program a direct digital synthesizer using a microcontroller and will use this to generate RF. As well as covering the maths behind the programming process, attendees will also gain an insight into vibe coding. So, if 2026 is the year you want to take your programming skills up a notch, this is the event for you. For full information and booking details, visit rsgb.org/practical-events. This year's British Science Week runs from the 6th to the 15th of March with Curiosity, What is Your Question? As its theme. A number of clubs, youth groups and schools have already planned events and activities, and the RSGB's team of champions are working together to deliver more. You can take part by trying one of the great activity suggestions that the RSGB has on its website. You could get your local WI, men in chess group, school or youth groups, or even your own family involved. If you have your own ideas, let the RSGB know. They don't need to be grand. Simply demonstrating the magic of radio is enough. Another way to get involved with British Science Week is by taking part in a SCED, which is a pre-arranged radio contact with another radio operator at a scheduled time and on a particular frequency. The RSGB National Radio Centre is offering groups and clubs the opportunity to arrange a SCED and get its sought-after ArcGB3RS call sign into the logbook. To take part in this unique offering, go to rsgb.org/Bravo Sierra Whiskey, British Science Week, and select Events Happening Near You from the right-hand menu. Contacts must be arranged in advance and will take place between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. during British Science Week. Is there a particular topic you'd like to learn more about at the RSGB 2026 convention in October? Have you been working on some research or a project that you'd like to share with the amateur radio community? Or would you like to see a workshop explaining a new skill you'd like to try? Whatever the idea, submit your proposal to the RSGB by sending the title and at least a one-paragraph summary of your suggestion to convention@rsgb.org.uk. If you're not yet an RSGB member and are curious to read RADCOM Basics or RADCOM Plus, take a look at the RSGB app, which is available for mobile and web. The RSGB has just released a sample edition of each, So, whether you're a newcomer or are looking for more technical features, the samples will give you a taster of the Society's digital RadCom supplements. There are only 3 weeks left until the closing date for entries in the RSGB Construction Competition. The competition is open to all RSGB members and has 6 categories to enter, ranging from beginners to construction excellence. Whether you are taking your first steps in construction or it's your 50th project, the Society invites you to get involved and be in with the chance to win a cash prize. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/construction-competition. The deadline for entries is the 1st of March, 2026. The RSGB has a number of regional team vacancies, including district representative positions in Hampshire, Leicestershire and Rutland, South Derbyshire and South Nottinghamshire, and also North Lincolnshire. This is an opportunity not only to support the work of the RSGB, but to provide help and guidance for local radio amateurs and groups in your area. To find out how to apply or to view other regional team vacancies in other areas, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. The RSGB is delighted to hear that Wick High School in Scotland is preparing for an ARIS contact later this year. The RSGB School Youth Chair, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, is the computing teacher at the school and also runs the school's amateur radio club, GM0WHS. Chris shared the news with the Society, and you can read more by going to rsgb.org/school-zone. Now for details of rallies and events. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, is taking place today at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. On Sunday the 15th of February, Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society's Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event will feature a bring and buy sale, RSGB bookstore and raffle. Catering, parking and disabled facilities will be available on site. For more details, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. Now the special event news. To celebrate the 2026 Winter Olympic Games, special event station Delta Delta 2026 Oscar Whiskey Golf is active until the 1st of March. QSL via Logbook of the World. For more information, visit qrz.com. And 6 special event stations are active from Poland until the 22nd of February to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the city of Gdynia. Look for activity on the 160 to 6 meter bands, as well as on the 2 meter and 70 centimeter bands using CW, SSB, FM, RTTY, FD4 and FD8. For information about an award that is available for working the stations and for QSL details, visit tinyurl.com/GulfDeltaYankeeNovemberIndiaAlpha26. Now the DX news. Alder PY1SAD is active as 8 Romeo 1 Tango Mike from Guyana until the 23rd of February. He's operating CW, SSB and digital modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands and via satellite. Listen for activity between 2300 and 0300 UTC during the week and full time during the weekends. QSL via Logbook of the World, eQSL, QRZ.com or direct to Aldir's home call. And Michael, OZ6ABL, is active as 5Zulu 4/Oscar Zulu 6 Alpha Bravo Lima from Watamo in Kenya until the 28th of February. The stations operating on the 80 to 6 meter bands using CWSSB FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook for the World, OQRS, or via Michael's Home Call. Now the contest news. Today, 8th of February, the RSGB 432 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all those on the 70 centimeter band. It sends a signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all those on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 till 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report for character locator. And also on Wednesday, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and for character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And also on Wednesday, the RSGB 80-meter Club Championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using PSK63 and RITI on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 12th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 till 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 14th, the Worked All Britain 1.8 MHz contest runs from 1900 till 2359 UTC. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 24th of February 2026. Please note that the contest will include SSB contacts only. To view the complete rules, visit the Worked All Britain website. Also on Saturday the 14th, the first RSGB 1.8 MHz contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC using CW and SSB on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 14th and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 15th of February. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And the PACC contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 14th and runs until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 15th of February. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. PA stations also send their province reference. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 5th of February. Last week was characterized by a high solar flux index, but with a succession of X-class solar flares from active region 4366 on the Sun. Luckily, none of these resulted in a coronal mass ejection. The solar flux index stood at 178 on Tuesday the 3rd of February, with the result that the 10-meter band was humming. U.S. states logged included Oregon, Nevada, California, Washington and Idaho, all between 1530 and 1730 UTC. As we always say, look for a high solar flux index and a low Kp index for Dx. In this case, a Kp index of between 1 and 2.33. By comparison, the next day was a washout, possibly thanks to a Kp index increase to 3.67, thanks to a coronal mass ejection that passed Earth at 1506 UTC. Poor conditions continued on Thursday the 5th, when the solar wind speed increased to more than 500 km a second, and the Kp index increased to 5.3, and the maximum usable frequencies across a 3,000 km path struggled to exceed 20 MHz. Incidentally, February and March are good months for 10-meter band paths to the United States. By April, paths start to drop away and start favoring South America. So if you need US states for your Worked All States award, now's the right time. In the meanwhile, keep an eye on Active Region 4366, as it may still have a sting in its tail. This monstrous sunspot group, 15 times the width of Earth, was Earth-centric on Thursday the 5th. As always, we recommend visiting solarham.com for daily updates on space weather. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 130 to 150 range, although the Kp index might be unsettled at times, with an average Kp index of 3. Friday the 13th of February is forecast to be particularly unsettled, with a Kp index of 5. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The markedly unsettled weather pattern continues to bring a mix of rain and showers and very strong winds at times, with a threat of snowfall in some eastern and northern areas. This probably means that Tropha will be hard to find during the coming week, but leaves us with plenty of chances for rain scatter for gigahertz operators. In the solar terrestrial domain, the disturbed sun has once again brought a sequence of flares and coronal mass ejections, which have provided frequent auroral alerts as the Kp index has climbed to 4 or more. Listen for fluttery signals on the LF bands and perhaps ghostly sounding signals on HF and VHF, typically 10 to 2 meters. Meteor scatter operators must rely upon random meteor activity, but over the whole Earth, this can amount to 25 million meteors or meteoroids per day. So there's every chance that even random activity could produce a path for you if you have a quiet site. The mix of meteor activity and a low Kp index can lead to out-of-season sporadicy, given some jet stream weather activity. However, this is currently well south over the Mediterranean in its usual winter position, so any sporadicy may be a bit too far to the south to reach the UK in the short term. This week, moon declination is negative all week and falling until Thursday the 12th of February. Moon window length and peak elevation follow suit. Path losses are rising again as we reach apogee, the moon's furthest point from the Earth. On Tuesday, the 10th of February, 144 MHz sky noise is low, but rising to high by Thursday the 12th of February. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. We're running short of time, so this is meetings only for my coverage of the Southwest and all of Wales. Starting with the Southwest. On Tuesdays from 7:30pm, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SV70PL. Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting tomorrow, the 9th, at the Baptist Church Rooms in Shepton Mallet from 7:30pm. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. In Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7pm at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, there's a meeting at Islwyn High School. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut, next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP 16, 7AD. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentless Village Hall, NP 44, 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, CF 14, 6EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7pm. Flanesley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7pm every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society hosts a meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursday from 7pm. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF 41 7SY, on Thursdays between 7 and 9pm. On Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA 18 3LN, from 7:30pm. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskhyde Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30pm in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP 10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30. Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.